USA News, I'm Danny Moffitt. Millions of you are expected to be taking a little trip over the holidays.
AAA says about 113 million people will be traveling this holiday season.
If that number comes to fruition, it would be a post-pandemic record, nearing 2019 totals, which were at all-time highs. So we're talking a massive rush of people.
NBC's Maggie Vespa reports that number covers folks who are going 50 or more miles away from home between this Friday and January 2nd. A top official said workers on hybrid schedules are able to work remotely and extend their time away from home. The vast majority of those who are traveling will do so by car. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The final meeting of the January 6th committee did not reveal any new evidence that was promised by members, leading to Monday's conclusion.
They issued four criminal referrals of President Trump to the Department of Justice that include obstructing an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, conspiracy to make a false statement, and aiding an insurrection. Constitutional expert, attorney, and legal scholar at George Washington University, Jonathan Turley on Fox News, believes the charges will not pass muster.
But if I were defense counsel for President Trump, my eyes would still remain fixed on Mar-a-Lago. I just don't see this as much of a threat of something that could be actually defended at trial or on appeal.
It's now in the hands of the Department of Justice. The choices are a criminal prosecution, do nothing at all and leave it unresolved going into the 2024 presidential election, or announce the DOJ will not pursue charges. I'm Lance Pry.
Bowing to some degree of pressure from the city council, the mayor of El Paso has issued a disaster declaration for the city. What's known as Title 42 will be expiring on Wednesday. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
For nearly 3 years now, the Chinese government has been using strict lockdowns, mass testing, and centralized quarantines trying to help stop the spread of the COVID virus. After an explosion of protests against those restrictions against the Chinese government, they've had an abrupt end to their zero COVID policies. There's a new study out, though, that shows those moves could lead to nearly 1 million deaths. The experts warn that the country is poorly prepared for bolstering the elderly vaccination rate, and they've not been stockpiling the antiviral medications that could help out. The experts say that will likely be overloading their local health systems all across the country. 5 people are dead after a condo shooting spree that happened Sunday in Toronto. In a press release, they identified the gunman as a 73-year-old man, and they do report there's no ongoing threat to the public. While Canada has fewer mass shootings than the U.S., they have recently seen an increase in gun violence that's prompted calls for legislation that would ban all handguns. In 2020, they did ban 1,500 different types of military-grade and assault-style weapons. In a poll on Twitter this morning, the question was asked, should Elon Musk step down as the chief executive officer of Twitter? And 57.5% said he should leave. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.